Hey, we're live. Hey, say hi.
I got my partner in crime here. So, hey, everybody, we are on our first live show, The Pick Rep. What is The Pick Rep? That's the Jason Piccolo Report. We're pretty much here for quarantine. And I try to do it every night unless I need a break or something comes up or whatever. But, hey, you know what? Stop by for 20, 25 minutes. We'll chill. We'll talk. I'll have some special guests like Amelia Piccolo. Maybe the dogs will stop by. Tonight, I have a really cool Pardes is in. And she's going to give us a perspective of what it's like being a younger person, you know, because I'm closer to 50 than I am 40. That's kind of dealing with all this. So, hey, you know what? Let's bring her on.
Over 21.
You're over 21. Is that what you're saying? What's going on, buddy? How you doing?
You don't look a day over 21.
Oh my gosh. I'm 47 years old. 47. So what's going on over in the DC area?
Well, it's a little bit kind of all over the place. Half the people that I talk to are like super calm and they're like, no big deal. It's just the government's cracking down for no reason. They probably won't go farther. This is all blown out of proportion, blah, blah, blah. And then the other half is of the people I talk to are like freaked out. They're like, oh no, you know, it's gonna get worse. There's gonna be like nationwide quarantines coming. It's gonna be totally like, yeah, anyway. So there's
I can imagine, because you know, like me, I'm built for this stuff. I'm built to kind of just shelter at home and watch Netflix. I mean, I don't have a big social life outside of, you know, social media and stuff like that, but it must be, what is it like just to kind of, you know, be at home solo, just, you know, and occasionally have some friends or family, you know?
I feel incredibly lucky that I moved in with roommates like right before this happened. Wow. Literally the day before, like the weekend that it was happening, that everybody was moving to like working remotely, I moved in with roommates that I planned to before. And if I was living alone right now, I would be so depressed, honestly. Like, because I've lived alone before. I was in a studio apartment with my own bathroom and everything, and it was great. But, like, I would never be able to handle something like this. Like that. And the people that I talk to who live alone are having a tough time. The people, like, you can tell. It's hard to be completely by yourself in isolation and not know when you're going to come out of it.
I know. And it's going to be a while. We know that. And it's like, you know, thank God that we have like texting and some sort of social media connection now, where I keep telling people, I'm like, make sure you just start building networks. You might not like everybody, but sometimes it's nice to have some social interaction.
We're also lucky because, like, we're kind of used to the internet, and we're on Twitter, and we're doing this show. Like, we, in addition to whatever else we're doing in our personal lives, we have this outlet. A lot of people don't have that, and they've never tried. They never prepared for this moment.
I know. And like me, I've been, you know, I had my Instagram where I lost a whole bunch of followers last week just because they deleted my account, but yeah. I'm starting to build a cool crew of people now. You're starting to find a lot more people that are, at least in my sphere, are trying to be more positive. I mean, if you go on Twitter, sometimes there's a lot of negativity, but if you stick to the other social media platforms, it's kind of neat.
Yeah, like Instagram. Do you have a TikTok, by the way?
I do. At Dr. Jason Piccolo, or at Jason Piccolo. I love it. Yeah. I've been doing these cheesy videos with the dogs and everything.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
I know, like, and now us old people are doing the TikTok. Do you have a TikTok?
Yeah, I do.
I didn't know that. TikTok.
Yeah, you should see some of my videos. They're crazy. They're so.
What's your TikTok?
It's it should be just at Pardesella, PardesSelleh. Just the same, same as my handle.
Now, for the audience is kind of used to, like, my audience is mostly like law enforcement, military and everything. If you've been watching me for a little while, you know, I took parties out to the range and we did some shooting. We had some fun and it's really cool. It's almost like it's neat seeing the perspective of like, like just seeing people see things for the first time. And it's really cool to have that perspective, having like looking at it's almost like, you know, having, you know, just like a daughter or something like that, where you can see, it's really cool. And that's what's cool. That's why I wanted to have you on first, because it's like, it's nice to get the perspective of what's going on with the younger generation right now with this, because it's different. And that's kind of why I wanted to have you on, just get your perspective of everything.
Thank you so much. I honestly I didn't feel like you're so much older, but it really puts things in perspective. You have like daughters. I mean, how old is your oldest?
11.
What?
Hold on. Here's Amelia. She's 11.
Hi, Amelia.
She's hanging out.
You're almost like, sister's age.
My sister's what's that?
12.
Oh, that's awesome.
Friends.
Oh, hi, True Allegiance Flag Company. Oh, yeah. If anybody's out there right now, feel free to drop in a question or drop in anything. I mean, that's what we're here for. We're here just to chat. Give us, 15, 20, 30 minutes of your night, and we can talk about anything. I mean, parties doesn't have to stay on the whole time or whatever, but hey, we're just here to chat. So
it's fun to do this. Last year, I started doing it like it was like around the time when I also broke up with my ex, and it like things were changing. My job situation was changing, and I kind of needed an outlet, and I also lived alone, so I needed to have a sort of outlet. So I was live streaming every night, and in the beginning it was like maybe one or two people would pop in with their comments, but because this was happening every night, eventually I had like a decent group of like a decent following, like a decent like a, an audience that was like waiting for me every night to come on and do this thing, because for whatever reason they didn't have anything to do during that time either, and they were, you know, as we became a whole social community type of thing.
That's kind of what I'm looking for. This is the first show. That's why, you know, we're just here to build an audience. Build a community.
Yeah.
Because, live, I can't watch news all the time. I mean, I can watch the briefings and stuff like that, but I need something that's just, it gets very old very quick. And that's, it's really cool just to chat with people. So I have a question for my daughter. Have you ever eaten a bug?
Probably by accident, but definitely not on purpose.
Exactly. I keep thinking of Survivor.
I freaking hate bugs. And like, I'm actually scared of bugs too. It's like, it's embarrassing.
Oh, if you have any questions too from any of your followers, feel free. We get to talk about anything. The bugs, I keep thinking about. It's crazy. Oh, someone else was just asking. Very crazy to think that now I have friends from YouTube. Live streams are very fun. Thanks, True Allegiance. No, I was thinking like, going overseas and going everywhere, you find the worst little bugs everywhere. And
yeah.
Ever since Iraq, I just hate little green bugs now.
Iraq? How long were you there?
I was there. Well, so I went to Kuwait for a couple months, and then I went to Iraq for about 10 months, and I was in 05-06. So, yeah.
Wow. That's
I got recalled.
What did you live? Did you lived on like a military base?
Yeah, up in Balad, which is about 90 miles north of Baghdad, and like a little air base up there. Actually, it's a pretty big air base, hence my awesome tinnitus.
Like,
now, where'd you grow up?
I grew up in LA. I spent a year in Israel in between high school and college.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I just was studying in a religious seminary. Very religious. Wow. It was a year. It was in toward like the south of Jerusalem, in a girls' dorm. There was about 300 girls in our like tiny little dorm. Five girls slept in my little room.
Oh my gosh, I can only imagine. Hey, Mitch, how you doing? Mitch McKinley is saying, "Hey, Jason." Let's see if we can pull this up. There it is, Mitch McKinley. Hey, Jason.
And then that's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. You can put these up there.
That's so cool. Nice.
Yeah, everybody. So if you're out there, ask some questions. Oh, blame your hearing loss. Yeah, exactly. Where were you at, True Allegiance? We're just waiting for a response. Yeah, man. We could talk about tinnitus all day long. So if anybody, use hearing protection. So parties, what do you want to talk about tonight? We still got about 10, 15 minutes. We could talk about anything. What's your favorite Netflix show right now? Are you doing Netflix or are you doing Hulu or what are you doing?
What's it like? I actually want to know about shows that I can watch because I get really bored very easily. But also, like, what's it like for you? I mean, because you live with your family. Do you feel like annoyed in any way that you have to stay home all the time? Like, I mean, because I guess you don't get bored, right? Because you've got, like, people there all the time. Yeah. So it's different.
I do find myself just kind of – I do go in a bedroom for a little while and just hang out and get, like, an hour of rest and recuperation to get my head straight because I'm used to being – I'm very extroverted. I mean, you know that.
Yeah.
But I just, it's different. You know, I'm sure I'm going to get bored of it like very soon, but I'm trying to keep occupied, hence like a show like this, right. Hence doing like cheesy TikTok videos. I'm still working, you know?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to buckle down. And
what kind of work do you do during the day?
Well, I work for a federal agency, so I'm just teleworking right now.
Nice.
One thing I'm trying to do is I'm buckling down. I'm writing, you know, I love writing. So if anybody out there, just if there's something that you've always wanted to do, just now's a good time to focus on it.
Yeah. Well,
you're getting your master's, right?
Yeah.
What's that in?
It's a dual MBA and a master's in communications from Johns Hopkins.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I love my classes, but some of them are like the requirements are kind of a pain in the ass. Like statistics, which was the most recent one, that the final was last week. Statistics was.
Anything to do with math. And that's like, I'm trying to teach her. Like even elementary math, I'm like, and then when it comes to statistics, that's horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like anything math or numbers related, but like, I mean, even math wasn't even so bad. Like the math itself was fine. Calculus was fine. But when you have to incorporate the numbers into like word problems, you have to figure out from that's why I don't like statistics because you have to like, read a whole paragraph and figure out what kind of formula you're supposed to use. And you're just like, no, I'm not.
Everybody out there, statistics is like the worst, unless you're like a math genius. Like my kids who are like, they've got the math gene, not me. What do you got? You got any questions for anybody? Come up and say hi. What are you reading? Come on up. Don't be shy.
What's up?
She said, "What's up?"
So, are you learning from home? Like, do you have teachers that do that that like?
There we go.
Are you basically just off from school now, or you're like off from school? You just get to do whatever you want.
Oh, she's regimented. Are you playing an instrument?
instrument.
What do you play?
Viola.
Nice. That's so nice. That's really like, what a beautiful instrument. How long have you been playing it?
Like a couple months.
That's fun. You have a teacher that comes and teaches you?
At school we do it.
Oh, okay.
We just do it.
It's not.
Have you been doing a lot of stuff on the computer?
I do a lot of stuff on the computer too.
What do you do on the computer?
I do math games.
Oh my god.
She's doing math games all day. She's like, and Legos. Are you doing a new Lego one?
She's like, oh great, school's off. Now I can do some fun things like math. Woo!
Thanks, baby. Say bye.
Bye.
Yeah, she's awesome. But and that's the thing, it was like kids are like really resilient. You think to me, I'd be like, when I was her age, I'd be like, hey, you know, I'm cool. Let's just chill at home and do whatever, go ride my bike. But like, you know, other than my son, who's like on this Fortnite marathon right now, and we have him like reading and stuff like that. But Emma's just like, she's on it. She's like, hey, you know what? I got my sheets to do. I need to learn my prefixes. I need to practice my instrument, exercise. And my son's like Fortnite. He's 11. Fortnite, play basketball, read, and do little school work. So it's like, and then play basketball and basketball and basketball. So everybody out there in the internet land, any questions? Yeah. And like you said about the start of the podcast, you just got to, you'll build an audience, and it's cool because, I mean, we could print this out and not print it out, but save it and broadcast it again. It's really cool.
Yeah. I never even thought about doing that, but it's actually a good idea. I want to make videos too, because I do like to be creative and make fun videos and stuff like that. Feeling inspired. That's the tough part.
I think now is the best time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it gives you time. Like, that's what I figured out the best way for me to edit like little 1 minute videos is off of TikTok.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy, unless you know other software to use. But like little 1 minute ones. But like you have a lot to say. Everybody has a lot to say.
Yeah.
So it's just like, now's the time to do it. That's why I did a podcast about writing a book a few weeks ago. And last night we did one on if you're stuck at home, start a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I tell people also on my live streams to definitely do it. You know, if I'm not doing it one night, people should definitely take advantage of like everyone being home.
Oh, hold on, I got a good question. And this is from Mitch. The street vendors sell cooked bugs in the Middle East like they did in Korea. Mitch, I'm not sure, man. Parties, what do you think? Do you know?
Well, the only place that I spent a significant amount of time in the Middle East is Israel, and they do not sell cooked bugs there.
I think tonight's episode should be called Bugs and How We Don't Like Bugs.
Oh, actually, my friend told me that while I was in Israel, my friend told me that her dad ate grasshoppers in Israel. Chocolate grasshoppers. It was like a delicacy, and he had it for dessert at a restaurant. I think
I've heard of the grasshopper ones, and I've heard of the chocolate covered ants. I'll try that. I think I've had chocolate covered ants sometime in my life. I guarantee I had to have.
I will never try any of those things ever. Pay me $100,000. I'm not going to try it.
Survivor used to always have, it seemed like every, back in the day when I used to not like feed them, it seemed like every other episode was like eating bugs, or like Fear Factor was eating bugs. It's like, ugh. That's one of the reasons I never wanted to do any of those shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what else are we going to talk about
tonight? They have at, there's a Mexican restaurant in DC that's actually really great. Like, their food is amazing and stuff. And then one time I was with a group of friends, and I love that place. I loved it. I was with a group of friends, and we're like, we all ordered like different tacos and stuff. And one of my friends ordered tacos that had crickets in it. And it came out, and I see like her plate with like crickets spilling out.
Ugh.
And I was so grossed out. I never went back.
Okay. I think that's enough. That's enough bugs. So Mitch, no more bug questions out there.
And it was like crispy too. Like, she'd eat them and they crisp. you know.
Yeah, this episode is definitely going to be called The Bugs. I like how a lot of talk shows are doing, like, you know, doing it at home now, like streaming in people. It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's kind of where I got this idea. I was watching Jimmy Fallon last night.
Oh yeah, Jimmy Fallon.
He's doing it at home with his kids, and he's live streaming people, and it's pretty funny.
Yeah, he's like telling his kid to laugh at my joke, and his daughter's like, "No, it's not funny."
Oh, I know. That's like, my daughter's like, "Are you going on the computer again?" I'm like, it's different than a podcast. It is. It is, honey. Daddy's not a geek. Seriously. Oh my gosh. This is fun.
I wonder what it's like to have a kid like that is like kind of looks like you and kind of was like your
mini me. I think,
but like it also has a different conscious and like, yeah.
I gotta see. Let's see if she looks like me. Come here. Come here, babe. She's like, "Come on, Dad." Look up at the camera. Do we look alike?
A little bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The eyebrows? Yeah.
Yeah.
Eyebrows like that.
Oh, definitely the eyebrows. So cute. Thanks, honey. She's got her little chair. It's awesome. Oh, yeah. Well, I love you, girl. Yeah, my son Johnny looks a lot like me, I think. So I think that's it for tonight. You got anything, any parting things you want to chat about?
Any parting messages? If you live alone, if you live by yourself and you are not living with family or roommates or friends or anything like that, definitely like stay tuned on the internet because a lot of people, and this is only the start, like you making this podcast is a start. I saw Kat Timpf, you know, the Fox News girl.
Yeah.
She said she decided that she wanted to start making videos online. And that was like, oh my God, you know, live streaming and stuff. And
and
that's just one example. I'm seeing so many people popping up and doing this, just as kind of a reminder that there are so many people, are in this together. You're not alone. And there are a lot of people who live alone or who are creating communities on the internet. So we're all kind of going to be accounted for.
Well, the cool thing is like this, I'm using StreamYard, so it lets me stream to a bunch of different platforms and I could download it afterwards. But you can have like 6 guests on here. So, I mean, I definitely want to have you back on. You know, I'm going to try to do it every night. I mean, why not? It is building communities and it's not about the followers. I just want to get the message out there that there's people out there. We care about everybody else's mental health. We care about everybody else kind of seeing how they're doing and just share a little different insight. That's, you know, no politics, just saying, "Hey, you know what? We're here, we're doing this." And, you know, next time I'll key up some questions ahead of time and then, you know, we'll do some stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah.
Parties, you keep safe, and everybody out there, make sure you build your network, build your little community. Granted, right now it's virtual. But do it, keep in contact with people. Don't let this really destroy your mental health. That's the big thing, is find a positive light, even if it's only a little bit part of the day, but get out of that dark cloud.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the trick. Doing one little thing every day, just one thing at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Appreciate it. Appreciate you coming on.
Thanks for having me. We'll do with Dan Gabriel. We should have one with Dan Gabriel and Scott, Dan and Scott.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. I just...